Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood, joined today by Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services, serving you here in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Bree, how are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing great, except I'm battling a little bit of a cold. So if I don't sound normal, everybody, I'm working on getting healthy.
Still battling that cold, man.
Six-month-olds bring home a lot of colds.
Yes. Yes. Bree, today I want to take a little different approach to the podcast, and I want you to tell me a story. How does that sound?
Oh, sounds like fun.
I hope you're a good storyteller.
I am working on my bedtime story abilities.
Okay, you're working on it. Well, this is a great platform to test it out here.
Oh, this will be fun.
Today I want you to tell a story of someone who came in to meet with you just in the nick of time. It seems like a lot of times I've heard stories of clients who went in to visit with their advisor, and maybe they'd been advised poorly, maybe they were just undereducated, I won't say uneducated, maybe just they had not been well informed about a certain subject, a certain area of their finances, and were about to make, quite frankly, a terrible decision, but they came in just in the nick of time. And so I'd like for you to tell me about someone who did that with you.
Ooh, this is one of my favorite stories. So Tim and I both work with quite a few federal employees. And federal employees, for the most part, still have a pension system. But there's two different tracks you can be on with that. And so we had an appointment. It was a Friday afternoon. It was kind of late afternoon for us with a new potential client. And so he had sent us everything. When we meet with federal employees for the first time, we send them a list of information that we'd like to see beforehand. And we run this nice proposal that kind of goes through all their benefits and explains their retirement for them. And so we had done that, and we were prepared for him to come in. And he comes in the afternoon, and he lets us know as he sits down that, you know, this is great. He's excited about it, but he's already put in his paperwork. He is done. He is ready to retire. And the one thing everybody knows about the federal government is it's kind of like saying a bad word in front of mom. Once it's out, it's out. Once you've put in that retirement paperwork, you have a slim chance of getting it back and staying on board. So we like to meet with people well before they put in their paperwork. And this is why. So he has said that bad word. The paperwork's in. We're sitting down and we start walking him through his retirement assessment. And we get to the pension page.
Uh-oh.
And he had calculated his own pension using tables that he'd found online and some information. And he thought, okay, this is how much I'm going to receive a month. And I'm just using general numbers here. But I think he thought he was going to receive about 10 grand a month.
Hey, that wouldn't have been half
like,
bad.
Hey, yeah, no, I can live on that. That's more than I need. This is fabulous. So he is dreaming of, you know, sunshine and rainbows and sports cars. And we come to his pension page and we talk about the different options of survivor benefit because he was married with a spouse and what he wanted to do about that. And then we get to the cold hard numbers on the page and it's half
wow.
of what he expected. And even less if he was going to leave any benefit to his wife,
Ooh.
His poor wife.
Ooh, that is cringeworthy. We promise we're not laughing at you, by the way. This
no,
is,
no,
oh,
no, no.
This is terrible.
You just feel terrible.
Right.
Because, you know, there's not a lot. We can't make those numbers any different.
Sure.
And the meeting ended with him just jumping up and running out and jumping in his car and racing back to the office to pull his retirement paperwork because he realized he could not afford to live on the pension that he currently had and he wasn't ready to retire.
Well, was he able to do it? I mean, was he able to, I mean, the decision was made, right? So, I mean, what did he do?
He got there just in the nick of time.
Literally in the nick of time.
Literally by the skin of his teeth, he got there and got that paperwork pulled back and he is currently a federal employee and we are meeting regularly to plan and to make sure we've got the numbers right. But had he not come in and had we not had that afternoon appointment, his life would be completely different now. And I'm just so thankful that we were able to do that. And that he made it to the office in time.
Right. Wow. Literally in the nick of time. I was thinking of that more as a metaphor, a euphemism going into this. Wow, that's crazy. Well, I mean, what's the financial lesson to be learned here? You could say one lesson is don't trust Google, but I mean, kind of what are the financial implications here?
One lesson is don't trust Google, of right. course. And don't trust WebMD. That's another one you can
yes.
get yourself all scared with.
Right. I'd be curious to know what WebMD has said about your cold.
Oh, I haven't looked. But the other thing to do is get a second opinion.
Yes.
Find an expert or someone that works with your benefits, especially if you're in a complex retirement system like the federal government. Find people who are familiar with your benefits and understand your pension, survivor benefits, your life insurance, your health benefits, all of those things, and go talk to them. Because a lot of times, especially for the federal government, they don't have an HR office directly on site. So they're calling another city that may be in a different time zone and, you know, sometimes states away, asking questions. And what you're going to get is basically the car stereo guide version of your benefits. You're going to get nothing tailored to you and really no real advice on how to take those benefits. Just here are the numbers and you choose. And so finding an expert and talking to somebody and getting a second opinion and checking and double checking your numbers.
Yes.
No, make no assumptions.
Well, and I think also just more generally, you want to be prepared for that last day in the office. And if that's something that you're doing 4 or 5 years in advance, or even a couple of years in advance, you have time to get your affairs in order. But when it's last minute like that, I mean, like you said, once the decision's made, it's made. Now, that's not to say that you can't tweak and make changes along the way. And certainly, Bree, I'm sure you have clients come in and do that as well once they're retired. But it just kind of underscores the necessity of being prepared for your last day in the office, on the farm, in the restaurant, wherever it is that you do your 9-to-5. So, Bree, what does it look like if somebody comes in for a visit with you and the team?
A visit with us and the team is we work very holistically. So we're going to talk to you about your benefits. We're probably going to ask you for a little information beforehand so that way we can run our analysis and make the most out of your time. That way we're not sitting here trying to read things and talk to you at the same time. That doesn't work well for Tim or for I or for you, really. We want to make the most out of your time with us. And then we're gonna talk about your strategies, and we're gonna talk about your dreams and your hopes and your goals. And I know sometimes that sounds a little fluffy, but it's important. It really is, because it dictates how you're going to set your path and who you are.
Set your path and who you are. I like that. What you set yourself up for now will come to fruition when you retirement. I know that you guys talk all the time about leading an abundant life. We want you to be able to enjoy your retirement, to reach your goals, whether that's a second job, more time with the grandkids, time to travel, volunteer work. There are a myriad of things you can do in this next stage of life, but you have to be prepared. And like Bree is saying, you can do that. So give the team at Estes Financial Services a call today. Don't wait. Call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. You can always also check them out online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. Also, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, etc. But give them a call, 817-444-8402. Get started down that path to an abundant life in retirement.
Exactly. Go out and lead an abundant life.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.